Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Sign up to our loyalty programme and reap the rewards at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.
Chef, restaurateur and food writer Dominic Kemp, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, how are you doing?
Good, thanks. Dominic, we're heading back into the more kind of settled routine life now and into the, also the heartier eating half of the year. So you have some proper breakfast ideas for us and you're into the nutrition side of things as well. So you have that. What are we looking to get out of breakfast nutritionally?
I think a good start. And, you know, the problem is people are usually really time poor in the morning. So what people tend to grab are really high carb foods that don't require cooking. So think of your toast and cereal, things like that, that are very instant. The problem is that because they're quite high and sort of processed carbohydrates, you end up getting that crash a couple of hours later. So people end up hungrier and just feeling a bit that kind of carb slump. So I think if you can take the time to actually set yourself up and cook yourself a good breakfast.
And presumably protein, is it? We're all obsessed with protein.
Yeah,
now.
Protein is now the new darling. But, you know, for good reason. It's you know, the building blocks of life, as it were. So having a breakfast with things like eggs is really setting you up well for the day.
And we can eat as many eggs as we want again now.
Yeah. There's a bit of controversy still in relation to the whole idea that, you know, you used to be told just eat two eggs a week. That's kind of been debunked and people would say dietary cholesterol is now no longer a nutrient of concern. However, you know, that's true for the majority of people. There are still some people that probably have to watch their egg intake. But in general, we can eat eggs every day.
So you're suggesting a spinach scrambled eggs.
Yeah. So, you know, you've probably come across Tim Spector and, you know, he's a great one. Some of his advice is brilliant in terms of thinking about trying to eat, say, 30 plants a week. So lots of variety. So having scrambled eggs is great, delicious. But if you can throw in a handful of spinach or even a few cherry tomatoes, saute an onion, again, you're getting maybe three other things. Exactly. Yeah. That's three out of the way.
And a tip for a perfect scrambled eggs?
Well, you know, adding butter and cream makes it delicious.
The usual. Okay. Porridge?
Yeah, so porridge. Now, I tend to eat a low-carb diet, so I don't eat porridge, but oats are great things, especially for teens. I'd advise soaking them the night before. Oats contain a thing called phytic acid, which is a sort of anti-nutrient, as it were. So it can tend to deplete you of important minerals and nutrients. So by soaking the oats the night before, just in some cold water, and then just, you know, drain them the next day, they'll cook quicker as well and they'll be more nutritious.
Okay.
So oats are a great food to have in the morning.
Okay. So not a microwavable packet of porridge, I'm hearing.
No,
okay.
No.
And what about a bit of honey on the porridge? Is that,
yeah,
is that better than sugar or is it just sugar?
Yeah, I mean, your body
form?
Tends to view it the same. However, again, honey's a lovely product and, you know, it's one of nature's brilliant whole foods and superfoods. There are good trace elements in it that are important, but being conscious of it. If you're worried about your sugar intake, there's an amazing product called root chicory. It's a root chicory syrup. It has a little bit more fiber. And again, you won't get that sugar high and spike.
Okay. Should people eat breakfast before or after they exercise is always a question.
Yeah. So gym bro science would probably tell you, you know, definitely eat a high protein meal before the gym. The research tends to be a bit different for men and women. So some of the recent papers I was looking at, women do better eating protein before they work out, men after. But again, it's like whatever suits
whatever
you.
Works
some people
you.
Feel
okay.
a bit heavy and stodgy eating before they go work out.
So you have a low-carb berry smoothie. This might be good for the gym bros and broettes, yeah?
Yeah, exactly. Again, smoothies, you know, you would probably rarely eat the same amount of fruit that goes into a smoothie if you ate it all whole, you know, and that's the big problem. You're just consuming quite a high dose of sugar. Yes, it's fruit and there's lots of goodness in it, but if you were to eat that whole pile of veg or fruit in a smoothie, you'd probably struggle to. So drinking, I know they're super convenient, so having a low-carb smoothie where you have nice berries, which again are full of goodness, but you base it on some coconut milk and add some protein powder to it as well.
Okay, so the coconut milk is that makes it low carb versus
much
milk,
more
milk,
low carb.
It?
It's more high fat, but it is low carb. And again, it's not a huge amount in the recipe. It's about 125 mils. You add some water, some protein powder, some berries. I often buy frozen berries because they're grand and all year round, and they're great to have.
Okay, so we'll stick that spinach scrambled eggs up, low carb berry smoothie up, and now let's have a nice breakfast now, right? So this could be our weekend breakfast.
Exactly.
When you have time, you want a bit of luxury. Baked beans with chorizo, egg and feta.
Yeah, I love this. And I love chorizo because it just makes the world taste better. So again, you're sweating off some chorizo, some onions. You're adding some rosemary, some garlic to it. Then you deglaze the pan with a little splash of red wine vinegar. It brings a lovely element of acidity to it. Some tomato puree, some tinned tomatoes. And you just cook that out. Then you add in some tin of cannellini beans. And then you make 8 little wells, as it were, little holes.
Yeah.
Crack the egg into each little hole. You know, you just literally take a spoon and make a little.
Okay.
Then you bake that for a bit. That is delicious. Brilliant for dinner as well. You can even eat it cold. It's a lovely, lovely
dish. And with the beans as well, you're getting all your food groups.
Exactly. Lots of fiber and so on. And again, even if you're following a low carb diet, there's not a huge amount of beans in that. You know, it's fine. So I definitely think that's a great breakfast to have.
Should we all be eating more beans? Yeah.
Yeah. Beans are great.
And not out of a tin.
No, I mean, listen, they're super convenient. So I'm a big fan of tin beans, I have to say, because by the
time. So like if you are stuck for a bit of fast food, like, and something for a quick hit, tin of beans, not the worst thing.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Okay, thanks a million for that. I'm Dominie Kemp from Lottie's in Rathmines. That's it for today. You can listen back to all the conversations from today's show on the RTE radio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Today's show was produced by Alan Torney. The series producer is Tessa Delahanty. Research was by Jen Gannon. Senan Cullinan was the broadcast coordinator and Jamie Doyle was on sound. Stay tuned for a second Captain Saturday with Owen McDevitt and Kieran Murphy, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.